in the limelight. The happy expectations for the week-long Chinese New Year holidays has been dampened by a new viral infection that is spreading rapidly in China, where cases have been confirmed in Beijing, Shanghai and Guangdong province, and also in other countries. Since late 2019, people from Wuhan in China had been infected with a viral pneumonia whose cause was unknown. Now the virus has been identified as a new type of coronavirus. Stay with us for an article written by Dr. Cesar Chalala, author and columnist under the heading "The Coronavirus Serious Public Health Threat in China." The article has been taken from the Counterpunch website. Stay with us for more of Dr. Cesar Chalala's article. Two other types of coronaviruses are SARS and MERS. The new virus is raising concern about the possibility of a new SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome kind of epidemic, which killed thousands of people back in 2002 and 2003. As of now, people infected with this new virus have been found in China, also in Japan, Thailand, Taiwan, and South Korea. On 21st of January 2020, the first case was reported in the United States of America, in a man who was returning to the United States from a trip to Wuhan, the city of Wuhan, in China. Chinese health authorities are taking serious measures to control what could be a most serious outbreak of this deadly virus. A quarantine zone has been established in three Chinese cities, in the cities of Wuhan, Huanggang, and Izhou, confining some 20 million people to their municipalities. This quarantine may soon expand to other cities in China. Some coronaviruses, first identified in humans in the mid-1960s, caused the common cold, while others, as we found in Wuhan, China, can cause severe illness leading to death. People infected with the Wuhan coronavirus suffer coughs, fever, and severe breathing difficulties. Although some antiviral drugs may lessen the severity of the symptoms, antibiotics do not have any effect. The recovery of those affected will depend on the strength of their immune systems, which is already weakened in the very old and those who are already sick. The seriousness of the situation is underscored by Guan Yi, a virologist who helped identify the SARS virus back in 2003. Guan Yi believes that an outbreak bigger than SARS is certain and estimates that it could be 10 times bigger than SARS, which was initially confined to a more defined part of the country. The new coronavirus has been detected in Harbin in the north and Shenzhen in the south, and also in Hong Kong and Macau, they have also reported cases. The World Health Organization, WHO, has recommended screening aggressively for the newly found virus. China's President Xi Jinping urged public health officials to urgently take appropriate measures to control the spread of the infection. President Xi Jinping said, "Party committees, governments and relevant departments at all levels should put people's lives first." The Chinese political body responsible for law and order stated that lower-ranking officials who covered up the spread of the virus would be nailed on the pillar of shame for eternity. Both Chinese health officials and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, are closely monitoring the situation, although it admitted that there is much more to learn about how the virus is being transmitted. According to the agency, more cases may be identified in the coming days, including more in countries outside of China and possibly in the United States of America. Given what has occurred previously with MERS and SARS, it's likely that some limited person-to-person spread will continue to occur. In the meantime, China's health commission has indicated that the government will respond with measures appropriate to manage outbreaks of the most virulent diseases, including mandatory reporting of cases. This is particularly important to be able to follow the course of the disease and to concentrate efforts in the most critical areas of China. Residents of the city of Wuhan have cancelled plans to go out to restaurants for the New Year celebrations, and are avoiding close places like movie theaters and shopping markets. Other residents of Wuhan are leaving the city, saying that they will return when the outbreak is effectively contained. Many people are wearing masks whilst they join friends to chat or play cards. Because there is no effective treatment or vaccine to protect against this coronavirus, controlling it relies in prompt identification, management and isolation of possible cases, personal protective measures, limited crowded places, and investigating close contacts of those infected to minimize potential transmission of the virus. No effort should be spared to control this dangerous disease. Good preventive measures can considerably minimize the number of deaths from this coronavirus.